The Greater Sudbury Cubs managed to tie up their first-round playoff series against the Sioux Thunderbirds last night at the John Rhodes Community Center in Sault Ste. Marie on Tuesday evening. The local Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League squad took their second loss in the series on March 25 in the Sioux. Last night, the Cubs were looking to get one back, which they did, staving off a late push from the T-Birds to win the game 4-3. The Sioux opened the scoring on Tuesday night after Jacob Smith muscled his way to the front of the net on a rush and steered a Daniel Beaupre feed past Cubs netminder Noah Mativier. About 9 minutes later, the Cubs tied things up when defenseman Justin Segan's attempt near the blue line somehow managed to find its way past Sault Ste. Marie's Colton Barrett. Samuel Assiniwai gave Greater Sudbury the lead during a second-period power play. Assiniwai grabbed a rebound off an Oliver Smith shot and snapped it past Barrett to make it 2-1. The Cubs managed to extend their lead in the third period. Assiniwai scored his second of the game at 8:38 of the final frame to make it 3-1. Then, with penalties giving the Cubs a two-man advantage, Ethan Larmond extended the lead to 4-1. The T-Birds weren't done yet though. On a power play of their own and having pulled their goalie for an extra attacker, Beaupre snapped one upstairs on a downed Mativier. The Sioux made it 4-3 with 1:53 remaining, again off the stick of Smith, who supplied his second of the night. And that's where the game would end. With the series now tied at 2-2, Game 5 in the series goes Thursday night at Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex. The puck drops at 7:05 p.m. You can watch in person or tune into flohockey.tv to watch online. Game 6 will be played March 30th at the John Rhodes Community Center in Sault Ste. Marie. If a Game 7 is necessary, it will be played April 1st in Sudbury at Countryside.